Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Joining me now is Russ Tweeten. He is the Vice President of Succession and Retirement, and he's based in Fargo. Good morning, Russ. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Shauna?
Very good. We are going to talk, of course, about succession and retirement. That is a really big topic, especially nowadays, isn't it, Russ?
It is. There's a lot of things driving it. Probably the biggest factor, Sean, is just the average age of a farmer in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. It's approaching 60. And when that happens, thoughts of transition and retirement become more and more prevalent.
Absolutely. Average age of the farmer is getting older, it sounds like.
Oh, yes, very much so. And it's and that's a national trend. You can go to any state where there's a lot of agriculture and you're going to see that.
What exactly do you do, Russ, at Ag Country? What is your title and what is your job?
Well, I manage our department. It's called Succession and Retirement Planning, and I've got a team of five individuals. There's two other planners and three support staff, and we do all of the farm succession and transition work for the company in North Dakota, Minnesota, part of South Dakota, and then we're going to start getting into Wisconsin here in 2019. It's kind of four areas, Shauna. Number one, we help farms with their estate plan. That could involve a will or a trust, a power of attorney, a healthcare directive. That involves nursing home planning as well. Secondly, we set up retirement plans for farmers, and in almost every case we work on, a retirement plan is part of it. And then number three, we will work on the succession plan. Not every farm will transition, but where there is one, we get involved in that. And then the fourth area is focusing on working with the families. That could be a meeting to outline how the plan will unfold, or it could be getting involved where there's some disagreements and assisting with a mediation or trying to get a disagreement settled.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine, this is a pretty important topic for planning for generational transfers. I would imagine you want a really good plan in place.
Oh, that's very, very true, Shauna. And you want a good plan, but most of all, you want it in writing. It's too bad everything's got to be in writing these days, but that's kind of what it boils down to. We've sort of adopted a position now that if it's not in writing, it doesn't exist. And so many times when you see disagreements between siblings or family members, there is no communication or poor communication. Nothing's written down. And typically that's where the disagreements will start.
And how far ahead should you plan, Russ?
Well, it depends on what you're doing. There's two components. If it's a business transfer, which is a transition plan, versus an asset transfer, which would be no successor. We don't have anybody coming in. A transition plan, a business transfer plan, it could be a 5 to 10 year process, depending on the debt load of the farm, just the nature of the business, how it's structured. Right now, a lot of our transition plans have slowed down because of the farm economy, so it'll draw those out a little longer. So 5 to 10 years on transition, when somebody's going to retire and they don't have a successor, the time frame typically is shorter. That'd be to do that right and make it easy on the farmer, 3 to 5 years. There's a lot of tax issues to work through. Sometimes it just takes a longer period of time to work through those.
Mm. And when we're talking about generational transfers, how do you get those conversations started?
Well, first off, they have to want to do it. So we have to see them. And oftentimes it's their accountant, their loan officer, their attorney that will get that conversation going and get them over to us. But we are a big believer in getting the goals out on the table in the first meeting. We typically have a very detailed financial questionnaire, and it also asks a lot of questions about the family. So you've got to know a lot about what they want, and that involves getting in and seeing us and having that first meeting and just unfolding what the goals are. What do you want to have happen?
Russ Tweeten, the Vice President of Succession and Retirement at Ag Country Farm Credit Services, thanks so much for joining us today. And you've been listening to Inside Ag Country. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead.